secret of the sunshine. Good day, every day. The mother peacock doesn't show. The father's feathers colorful. Sometimes credit to blue isn't always credit given.
Seven after the hour on Monday, January 14th. We're almost halfway through the month of January already. 2013 is the year. Are you success-minded today? Is your mind on your true essence, what you truly want to accomplish today? Are you on the inside or the outside of your mind? Richie, are you inside or outside your mind?
I'm inside it all the way.
Jennifer, are you inside or outside your mind?
Good for you.
Inside.
The role of
I'm inside.
The role of Jennifer is being played by Roberta Fasanelli.
No,
or the
it's
other
not.
Way
stop trying to steal my role.
All right. So, where would you say your brain was today, inside or outside of your mind?
My brain is inside my mind today.
Really? And how about you, Roberta?
It's somewhere down the block.
How? Nothing unusual about that. How are things with you today? Have you brought with you things that bugged you yesterday? And if that's the case, why would you do that? You can't do anything about what did or didn't happen yesterday. You can only be into today. And as your actions usually mirror your thoughts, I know that's the case with me, and I think it's the case with most people, whether you understand that or not. It doesn't mean that you aren't. It's just kind of interesting to get how your mind works and understanding that you have to look inside your mind. That's why I asked whether it was inside or outside of your head. I think when you look at yourself and your mind, you can figure out what you're thinking. And hopefully you have given yourself a fresh new start. The day is new. The week is new. We're still the new year stuff, I think, still can take its or have its impact on you. Your behavior. How revealing of you is your behavior, especially driving? How many people think that the way a person drives is really reflective of who that person is?
Or at least on your mood, because I typically am like a, you know, pretty well-balanced person.
Courteous driver.
But when you are in a bad mood, think about how you just want to, like, ram everybody on the road.
Not particularly a good idea, but
I don't know if it's very particular. I mean, I would hate for someone to think, oh, that person's crazy all the time. But it does. I think driving reflects your mood for sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. And so in that regard, have control of your thoughts. Think about what it is you're doing rather than just reacting. Better to act than to react. Would we all agree?
I think so.
Right. Reacting is, I hate reaction.
Hate is a bad word.
I do. I hate it.
Strongly dislike is a better word. We don't want you to have those negative vibes in your body, Rich.
Well,
we don't want to have.
Because reaction is usually bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's always, well, not always, but for the most part, yeah, it is bad. So let's react to this. And sort of get a sense, 888-302-3684. Chew on this, maybe. Half of the world's food is going to waste. I said, let me.
I believe it.
Underscore this again.
Sure.
Half.
Restaurants.
No, never mind restaurants. Half of the world's food never gets to be used. Food that's grown is wasted. The world produces about 4 billion metric tons of food a year. Up to 2 billion metric tons is never consumed. The study says the main reason for this, and you can find this out if you check out the supermarket guru Phil Lempert at DougStephan.com, the main reason is that retailers reject millions and millions of tons of crops because of the way they look. Because, especially in the West, picky shoppers don't want to buy an apple that has a dimple in it.
Right.
Don't want to have a potato that isn't perfect.
Yeah.
This is part of the real problem. And someone like me who's grown up on the farm, I know how imperfect much of the food is that's grown. Imperfect in the fact that it doesn't look good, but it tastes the same. What difference does it make if you're making mashed potatoes, whether the potato skin looks good or not? Hello.
Well, I think this
it's
is
moronic.
Change, though. Don't you think it's going
to
change? Because people are getting more. Well, people are getting more into the organic vegetable and fruit thing. But when you think about it, organic produce is not as pretty as.
Well,
it's shined
right.
up wax
right.
produce.
To a point, yeah, that's a good point.
I was just
so
thinking
maybe
about this
as that gets more popular, we'll be not.
But it's interesting
so much.
How this report calls for a change in farming practices. What are you crazy? Why do we have to have a change in farming practices? You got to have a change in the way you look at the food that you're buying and realize that how it looks isn't how it tastes or how it nutritionally helps you. This is craziness.
I was just thinking about this morning because I was picking up a tangerine and a banana as I was walking out of the house. And I started thinking about all of the food that doesn't get picked on a tree because
yeah.
it's been...
Or it's on the ground.
Or it's on the ground. Or yeah. And then I started thinking about grapes because I started thinking, you know, a tangerine and a banana have a nice thick peel on them. They're pretty safe from insects and pesticides and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start thinking about grapes because we had some grapes laying out there, too, and the kids love grapes, obviously, because they're sugar bombs. And I started thinking... Grapes have, you know, direct contact with the outside world. It's not protected by that thick skin. And how much of those grapes actually go to waste because insects or pesticides or something get to it and they don't look as pretty as we'd like to see them. And, you know, you go down to Colombia where my wife is from and, you know, it's pretty natural. Everything is natural. It is what it is.
Yep.
Right.
It doesn't get a glossed, waxed finish and it doesn't sit in a nice, pretty grocery store where it has thunderstorm sound effects behind it and little mists of spray water. It's, what a joke that is.
All right, so you know what, though? Here's the practical side of this for those of you who will go shopping today and look at the food and how much it costs. Because we are so picky here, we pay almost twice what we would if we took advantage of all the food that's out there and just ate it and didn't expect it to be pretty. Wait, do you understand what I'm saying? We're paying twice as much for food because of all the food that gets rejected and has to go to the piggery or wherever. I have a lot of bread that comes to the farm now that we use for the cows, but there are lots of other things that are available as well because the supermarkets either don't buy them and the farmers who grow them have special deals on them or whatever. If we would stop being so foolish, and this is superficial, it's like a lot of people don't deal with anybody who's unattractive. We don't have friends who are unattractive. We want only attractive friends. And this is a way sort of the human condition has evolved. It just
part of the problem with the supermarkets also is that any produce that they get, it has to have at least a 10-day shelf life.
Yeah. Right.
So anything that's really nice and ripe and ready to eat, they don't want it. So that's why in Manhattan, you buy all your produce from the guys on the streets, the little street vendors, the cart guys.
That's why it works in Columbia, too.
Yeah, because they go to the Hunts Point market, and they buy all the stuff that the groceries don't want.
Yeah.
So you get that's half the price if you go into rather than go into the grocery.
The other thing that is similar to this, you know how you can take anything back to any store now, no questions asked, basically.
Right.
Yep.
Like, I bought something from Best Buy the other day. There's nothing wrong with it, but I just decided I didn't like it, so I take it back. And they have to resent. The cost of taking these things back, because they take back, it's all built into the cost of to the price we pay when we go there in the first place.
Really?
So let's say I go buy a set of headphones, okay? And the set of headphones is $80. Well, built into that $80 set of headphone cost is the fact that hey, this if we sell 10,000 of these sets of headphones, 1,000 of them are going to get returned, and we're going to have to repackage them, reship them, remarket them, all that other stuff. And it's just like with shoplifting. They build in the price of shoplifting. They build in the price. So all of these things, because we want convenience to be able to do what we want with it, be it food or products, is built into the price. So we pay more for the price of goods, food, and or hard goods, because we want the convenience to be able to say, you know what, I just don't like the color. I'm going to take it back.
Yep, that's a very important reality, and it goes double for the food business. So something to think about. It'll probably it will trend with us on Twitter, Jennifer. Trending on Twitter. I want to get to the, I see the Golden Globes are trending on Twitter, some of the other things that are trending. Doug's in Melbourne listening to WMEL. Hi, Doug.
Good morning, Doug. Talking about the food, I just about 10 minutes ago heard a thing on the radio from the citrus industry here in Florida talking about how many boxes or how many million pounds of this and that. And it's like on oranges alone, one particular orange is over 3 million pounds that dropped to the ground. Grapefruit didn't have any droppage, but oranges, tangelos, and tangerines all had droppage. And they keep track of that. And I imagine that anything that drops to the ground, that's all gone. Wasted.
Well, yeah, but it ought not to be because there certainly is value to it. That's an interesting point.
Whatever happened to the gleaning? I lived in Oregon for a long time, and you used to be able to go to the vegetable farms. They called us gleaners. After they harvested what was left on the plants that weren't picked, people could come in and do the stoop labor themselves and go away for maybe $5 a bag or something like that.
Yeah, and then we want to feed the homeless, and we got all this food going to waste.
Yeah, right. It is incredible how stupid we are in a collective sense, and it's all because of what things look like. All right, Doug, thanks for the call. 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-3684. All right, so what is trending, Jen? I noticed the Twitter's a big Ben Affleck saying, thank you, Tony, George, Grant, Chris, and the rest of the Argo cast and crew on Twitter. So what's happening with our Twitter and Facebook account?
Well, Dougie, our Facebook account actually gave us an answer. This is why I love social media. If you remember, if you missed the first hour of the program, or second hour of the program, we were looking for what JSTOR was. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. So JSTOR, Adam Bloomfield.
He's forgotten it already.
He's forgotten. Well, but Adam Bloomfield wrote to us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, and said that JSTOR is a major online database of academic journals and books. You see it on college campuses, and access is very pricey. So thank you, Adam, for letting us know.
I didn't forget about it. I'm all rich. I did, because I was on to something else. I'm thinking about what the next thing is we got to do. Go ahead.
Okay, so that was our little message from Adam. Now, over the weekend, we were asking you about Monopoly. We were saying, if you, when you play Monopoly, what game piece do you always use? And this is in response to a story that Monopoly is going to get rid of one of their game pieces, and they're doing an online vote right now. So Jana said the shoe. She's always the shoe. Matthew said the hat. Andy said the hat. Paul said the car. He said, we always fought over it as kids. It took us 20 minutes to get started on a game that took hours because they all wanted to be the car. Robert said the car. Cozy Washington said the horse, because it's easy to grab. He said that the battleship stinks. David said shoe because of South Park. Also in regards to Taylor Swift, because we talk about how she was breaking up, he said that the Hollywood people protect her and her image. So there you go. Yeah. Gary said the car. Barbara said the race car. B-Zeb said definitely the car. It made the most sense traveling from property to property, of course. Stephanie said she likes the horse, the car, or the dog. Karen likes the car. I'm telling you, the car is the way to go. Let's see. Kim said the iron. Chuck said usually the car or the top hat. Keith said the dog. Jean also voted for the dog, along with Angela, Cheryl, and Patricia. Karen said the shoe because no one ever picked it, so it was easier. Colleen said the thimble or the iron. And let's see. Brian said the car. And Frank said always the shoe. If it was taken, the second choice was the iron. See, I never wanted to be the iron.
I never wanted to be the iron or the thimble.
Amazing how many people get all up onto this. Anything. This is much more important. Juliana Huff's earrings trending also from the Golden Globes.
Anytime Juliana Huff is trending, that's a good thing.
Oh, she's Ryan Seacrest's girlfriend, right?
Really?
Right. You didn't know that? Yeah, for a couple of years.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was the big news of the day, in fact. I'm glad
her
to
earring?
Learn that. Yeah. At 21 past the hour, you're listening to the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Tim McGraw, number one during this week in 2005, over and over. The only one who will probably think this is cool is Jennifer.
Yeah, because it's got two really good things in it. Nelly and Tim McGraw.
Nelly and Tim McGraw. Right. Yeah, exactly. You still have Tim McGraw in your answering machine?
That would be Trace Adkins.
Oh, Trace Adkins. You know, all those country guys, they sound and look alike, Richie, as far as I'm concerned.
I know. Big, right? Deep voices.
You know why I had to take it off?
Why?
Because when I was having a birthday party for my dad, and I was asking people to RSVP to my phone, no one could figure out what was going on.
Really?
So I had to take Trace off.
So
no,
why
don't
you put it back on?
I could, actually. I could do it now.
Yeah.
All right, our poll today at DougStephan.com focuses 25 after the hour, by the way. Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, and Doug on Good Day for Monday. The poll today focusing on who you want to see win in the next round, excuse me, as far as football playoffs is concerned. And then there's the discussion about the Baseball Hall of Fame inductees, or lack thereof. The essence of the doping scandal, not only did it affect Lance Armstrong, obviously, excuse me, but it affects his, apparently affects the way the writers look at the current crop of baseball.
Well,
what a farce.
Well, this is the first time that the class of big juicers are eligible for,
right,
for the Hall of Fame.
Right.
So it was very telling that no one got nominated. Although you can't, it's not fair to lump everybody in the same category. There were plenty of good baseball players that should be recognized.
Who do you think would be in that
opinion.
League? Who?
My boyfriend, Mike Piazza.
See, here's the dilemma. It's expected that Lance Armstrong is going to go on with Oprah this week and admit,
right,
to juicing.
So he can get back in.
No.
Now won't let him back in?
His argument's going to be that, no, I think he's done. His argument's going to be, hey, listen, it doesn't take away what I did because I was playing on a level playing field because everybody was juicing.
Right.
And he's right. Everybody was juicing.
How can you be, exactly?
Everybody.
How can you be,
and in baseball,
why did he get singled out?
For them to, exactly.
Because he was the most famous.
For them to take baseball players and basically tell them, hey, listen, we want you guys knocking balls out of the park every time you're at bat, so do whatever you have to do, and we'll turn a blind eye. And, 10 years later, now we're going to hold you accountable for it and even have Congress take you to court for it, and you're going to have to pay to defend yourself against Congress. It's so ridiculous. The guy, everybody juiced. It's a given.
You know, when I grew up, juicing had a whole different...
It was about oranges, right?
It was the beginning. Yeah. Well, it was the beginning of the craze they had these juicers that were being developed in the 60s, and they're still around. A lot of them around today. People, as a matter of fact, more of them are being used now.
What was the guy's name?
It was always Jay the Juice Man.
Yeah.
Yep, Jay Cordes was the guy who originated that, and I remember having one.
Well, no, I thought, what was the fitness guy that died?
Yeah, Jack LaLanne.
But Jay Cordes beat him to it.
Okay.
Jay was a guy who actually made one of these things, then it got marketed and was all over the infomercial. There was everybody developed. I mean, what's his face now?
A lot of cleaning goes on with this. A lot of cleaning.
Yeah, but what's... the guy that we used to have had a talk show on TV, and he was on our program for a while, and he has a juicer, I think.
Oh, Montel.
Montel Williams. Yeah, doesn't he have a juicer?
Montel has everything.
He's got a big juicer.
Now, he shouldn't juice, but if everybody did it, don't beat him up for it.
All right, there it is, 28 after, our opinion here on Good Day.
Because Susan switched to GEICO and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to GEICO, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 1/26. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number. It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to. You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Good day, Monday, 1/14/13.
My mom's
11413. Oh,
happy birthday to your mom.
Yeah. You want to call her and wish her happy birthday?
I just called her during the news, woke her up. We took her out to lunch yesterday. Very nice day.
Yeah, it's my mother-in-law's birthday.
Oh, no kidding.
Birthday to her. Right. She's probably better off with you than your husband is.
No. Your little boy. Even though his Tom's not so little.
All right, let's keep goobing here.
let's keep goobing?
Yeah, let's keep moving. The good day. I am always interested in people's reaction to some of the things that I talk about on the air. I'm business about farming and food and all that stuff really is a passion of mine. So when people get excited about it and I go off, I hope you don't think it's a rant. It's just aimed at getting you to focus or kind of see what it is, or understanding one way or another what the heck is really going on.
It's a rant, but that's okay.
Okay, well, thank you.
That's fine.
For that. Rants are welcome at 888-302-3684. It's Roberta and Jennifer and Doug. And time now for People in the News.
People
in the News. All right, first name. Well, maybe this should be called Names in the News.
Bob.
Yeah, Fred.
Joe.
Yeah, Don.
Adam would be the first name.
That's right.
In the news.
Okay, so here is, I'm going to ask you, maybe you can do a little research and come up with the story behind Cida Vieira. C-I-D-A-V-I-E-I-R-A. C-I-D-A, first name, V-I-E-I-R-A. Why would we be talking about this lady? She apparently was in Las Vegas last week, and you were there, Richie. I don't know if you came.
Uh-oh. Maybe that was her, Rich. Wink, wink.
Well, let's find out what her story is. Cida Vieira, what's her story, and why are we talking, or would we be talking about her? 888-302-3684. Another name in the moves. Good, Doug. Another name in the news is Michelle Faye White, who was sentenced to 15 years in prison for robbing a White Castle restaurant with a red water pistol last year.
All right, you guys. See you guys. I've got this plastic water
pistol. Michelle Faye White, 15 years in the slammer for robbing a White Castle. And you may have been doing some people a favor by doing that.
I want whatever's in the cash register, a bag of burgers, and that cockroach on the floor over there.
No. No.
All right. You dirty rats.
Names in the news. Sarah Childs, Louisiana woman, suing a police department, asking a judge to let her continue to display her roof-mounted holiday lights that give an extended middle finger to her neighbors. Remember that story from last month?
Yes.
The judge told her to take it down. The police told her to take it down. She said no. They took her to court, and she's asked the judge to let her to continue.
She won.
But, yeah, well, she won in that case. You don't want to take them down. She wants to leave them. She was told that the, apparently, the story was, Jennifer, that she was told she could leave them up till Christmas. She wants to leave them up all the time. Because of the design, as it were. Yeah, sense of humor, anyway. Right? Let's see here. The story, well, I suppose this could be considered not just names in the news, but the story of the great American family. I'm really very interested in Kim Kardashian, who wants a divorce from Chris Humphries so that she has the ability to marry Kanye West before she has his baby.
Ew.
Apparently she's worried. Apparently she's worried that Chris Humphries may lay claim to the baby. Why in the world?
It's going to be a really easy way to figure out if it's his baby or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maury Povich.
But no, under the circumstances, why would you want not? What is? What's in it for him? Is what's Chris Humphries' story?
He's just holding on to it because he's bitter. Because
he, well, but is he wealthy? Is he going to get something from her money-wise?
She's definitely more wealthy than him, but he's a basketball player. He's a basketball player. So
yeah.
He's not,
but she made him look like a punk.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He definitely did not come out of this looking good.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, more. All right. The Great American Family, Chapter 2 today. The Bravo Network is angry at Lindsay Lohan because she bailed on the filming of Million Dollar Decorator. What in the name of God is the Million Dollar Decorator, Jennifer?
It must be a decorating show of some kind.
Apparently they bought a bunch of furniture for her and she won't give it back. They spent $250,000 to redo her home.
What do you expect? I mean, she stole a necklace from a store.
Right.
My goodness.
Yeah. And so she says,
they redid her home with the furniture and now they want her to give it back?
Yeah. Well, they want to give it.
Doesn't make any sense.
But she wouldn't do the TV show.
She didn't do the episodes and now they want it back.
Yeah. And she had to bring in the furniture and she's keeping it, but she won't let them in to get it back because she says, it's mine now. It's in my house.
Finders keepers.
Exactly. Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Okay. So, Lindsay Lohan is the subject of lots of scrutiny. She's a horror to work with, apparently. A writer who witnessed the train wreck firsthand is spilling his beans about how bad it really is or gets with her. Mm-hmm. This guy is a writer for the New York Times, Stephen Roderick. What do you know about this this chronicle of the canyons? This is a new movie that she's in.
Yeah, I don't know much about what he was
drunk
doing
on
there
the set
or what
every
he was
day.
Chronicling. Yeah, but they said she was drunk and that she was hard to work with and that she was late. And when she showed up, she was not in a good mood and just.
Right. Why
and, you
did
know, the other story out
woman?
Today.
What?
I don't know. The other story out today is she's just got to be dirty, too. I mean, she was in a hotel room and the hotel room is still cleaning up after she was there 6 months ago because there were so many cigarette burns in the carpeting, in the furniture. I mean, she's not allowed to go. It was a W in New York City. She's not allowed to go there anymore. She's been banned because she thrashed the room.
Oh.
Yucky.
I just don't. And we spend so much time talking about her. Here she is, apparently, Radar Online has a report, Jennifer, that Lindsay is accused of stealing yet something else, a bracelet that belonged to Elizabeth Taylor. She was given one.
I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, so what's this?
Well, didn't she play Elizabeth Taylor?
Right.
Yeah.
She did, and she was supposed to borrow the piece and then give it back.
She
but
apparently
there's
not good.
Rough to give it, you know, it's rough to ask her to borrow anything.
Yeah, yeah, she's not good at that.
And she also was a no-show in court last week. So she's supposed to be, she was arrested in November for punching a woman in the face.
Right, at a nightclub.
And she was supposed to be in court
about
that.
And she may have been set up, you know, to her. Really? We'll give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe the lady tried to get her to punch her. But you know what? She shouldn't have been in a nightclub anyway. She has way too many problems to be in a nightclub.
Does anyone else see the picture in their brain of her sitting around a boardroom with a bunch of marketing people and handlers going, okay, what are we going to do this week to get into the news?
Mm.
All right, are
we that cynical or sarcastic?
Yeah. Lizzie, you have to go to a bar tonight. No, I don't want to go to a bar. I hate bars. I don't
what
really
about
don't
her
go.
Parents, though?
No, but this Lizzie, you brand. Have to go to a bar and you have to get into a fight with somebody because otherwise you're not going to be the it girl this week. Mm. And we're going to start to lose recognition.
Her mother says there's a good reason, Richie, for Lizzie being so messed up. It's all the father's well, because he physically assaulted
right.
her.
Yeah. Because good moms go out drinking and
right.
Yeah, right.
playing with white powder with their daughters. That's a good
that
example
the mother
of a mother.
Did?
Oh, yeah.
Really? All right, so as long as we're into the good family stuff, we got to check in on Charlie Sheen, don't you think?
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
Charlie
seems normal compared to Lindsay, which is a little bit
strange. Yeah, I know.
He gave her $100,000, remember, to pay
yeah,
off
yeah,
the tax bill?
Taxes, right.
Now he sent a $75,000 check to help a girl fight cancer. And he also sent a $12,000 check last week to the family of 29-year-old Chris Guerra. He's the guy who got killed by when he was running across the street to take a picture of Justin Bieber.
Ugh.
Ran out in the street, got run over, and didn't have any money, so Charlie came up with a $12,000 to bury him.
Oh.
Is interesting.
So Charlie's trying to buy his way out of just being a dirtbag.
Well, you know, he's in trouble. I don't know how if this has made national news or not, but did you guys hear about his trouble with the mayor of Los Angeles, Mayor Villarreal?
No.
Okay, so do you remember a few weeks ago when Charlie was in Mexico and opening a new bar and everything? He was on very good behavior until the very end when he started shouting slurs about gay people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Mayor Villaraigosa happened to be there as well.
Really?
And the rumor is that they were partying and doing all sorts of things and that there were girls involved.
The mayor?
And, yes, the mayor. And really? TMZ
alcohol
caught him yesterday.
Girls in Las yeah. Vegas?
No,
in
Mexico.
Mexico
even
oh,
better.
In Mexico. Oh,
yeah.
Even Mexico is better.
And so Mayor Villaraigosa got caught by TMZ yesterday, and they were asking him, quizzing him, and he said, oh, no, I wasn't there. I was only there for 3 minutes just to check in on the event and say hello to Charlie. All we did was shake hands. Well, they have him on video hanging out with Charlie Sheen.
Great.
It's kind of funny. Yeah, it won't ruin
that's
him.
That's funny. Why would the mayor of Los Angeles go to Mexico for a bar
opening? Because the mayor of Los Angeles is a moron. No, he's the worst mayor in America.
He's a horrible
I'm
mayor.
I'm sorry.
Worst.
Morning. Starting to get the concept now?
Yeah, Charlie.
And also, he is apparently is living with Georgia Jones. You know who she is?
No.
She's apparently a well-known.
Who's living? The mayor or
sounds
Charlie?
Sounds like an adult.
No. Yes. Correct.
Star.
Yes. She is now. He was dating her. Now he's living with her.
Charlie.
Georgina Jones. Yes, Charlie, not the mayor. He's
the mayor has a the mayor has a thing for local newswomen. Actually, so it
right.
probably wouldn't be him.
Oh, you got to keep it all. You have to keep it local, right?
Right, right.
Local,
live and local.
Live and local. And let's see here. He also said last week that his former star in 2.5 Men, Angus Jones, is not crazy. All right. So now we've got the word from Charlie. We know everything is okay. Anybody figure out Richie
yeah.
who Saida Vieira is?
No.
Ah,
stumper.
Right. So we missed this on the 2020 News Quiz question. You could have won $150 worth of great items, really swell stuff from our friends at Pure Attitude. Saida Vieira is president of the Association of Prostitutes. The group is organizing free. This is a woman who is active in America and the Southwest. And also, apparently, she brings some of her girls to Brazil. And then she apparently has connections, and I don't know how to describe connections better than she works in both America and in Brazil. And she has a group of ladies that they're organizing in Brazil because they're preparing for the FIFA Confederation Cup.
What yeah, the soccer.
Soccer.
The World okay. Soccer Tournament.
So the World Soccer Cup, the World Soccer Championship is going to be played in Brazil, and she's having all of her ladies take English classes so that they can be proficient in English.
Here's their first lesson. $20 more.
$20 more. All right, so anyway, that's your update on people and families in the news here on Good Day. It's 14 before the hour.
Families.
Families.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at OfficeMax. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla... not so much. Find thousands of big deals at OfficeMax. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, OfficeMax, and Ink Refill. Limit 2.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Welcome to 2013, year 5 of trillion-dollar deficits, year 5 of financial repression, that is, negative interest rates, year 5 of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is crazy, like watching a slow-motion wreck. For over 3 decades, Swiss America has offered an option, gold, which has grown in value by over 5 times since 2002. Politicians strive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency. Not me. I'm informed because I've read The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. Protect your family now. Call 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN, for a free copy. It's the simple truth. 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Stop these progressive big spenders now before they ruin our children's future.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
All right, so I missed one story.
Uh-oh.
And that is of import. Somebody sent me an email asking why it was, if I think the coverage of Lindsay Lohan, she gets too much press, why am I talking about her? And I think, I'm not sure, actually, why I decided to do that.
Because everybody else is doing it, okay, Mom?
Yeah, but I'm not supposed to do what everybody else
we
does.
We all like to watch the cars go around the track just so they hit the wall.
Yeah. The story of Royce Thomas, one of the one of the most important Catholic priests, has been dismissed for the usual reasons in the Little Rock Catholic Diocese. The usual reasons, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the usual.
The usual reasons. Another story about a person we probably just as well forget. It's coming up to 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
No. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
For Best Original Song in Motion Picture.
This isn't Eddie Vedder.
What is this? It sounds like Bruce Springsteen.
It is.
What is this? We have the wrong
it's a
thing
bad
here?
Song.
Oh, this is the one from last week.
Yeah, I was wondering why we're doing two Bruce songs in a row.
No,
so.
we did this song last week when you were not here on Thursday. So where is Eddie Vedder?
That's a good question. Let me go to the
I don't know,
button.
But I wish he'd come in quick.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, enough of that.
One-arm paper hanger song.
What's the name of the song?
The song is, this we're supposed to be playing?
Yeah.
Guaranteed from the movie Into the Wild. I don't think we have it. If that's there and came up when you hit the button, I'm thinking there's probably not going to be anything there.
Here, so, I got it right here. So
really?
Here's the right song. Yeah.
So you pushed the wrong button?
No, they didn't load it for me.
This is much better than the last one.
No kidding.
What do you remember about this movie Into the Wild, Chuck Curry?
Hey Chuck, what do you remember about the movie Into the Wild?
It, can you, like, put things on?
Let me get him here. Hold on a second. Chuck.
I'm here.
Hi.
Good job today, Checker. Talk to you tomorrow.
I think I'll blame that one on Richie.
You laugh, but I'm crying on the inside.
All right, really. All right, I want to see...
What do you remember about Into the Wild?
Into the Wild is the movie where... That movie music we just played was from the movie Into the Wild from 2008. I wondered what you remember about because it didn't ring a bell with me at all.
It was directed by... I believe it was directed by Sean Penn. Oh. It's based on a true story about a guy who goes... gives up all his monetary value and goes into the wilderness to live. It's an excellent movie. I thought it was, out of 4 stars, I give it 4 stars.
One thing you'll never have to worry about me doing is giving everything up and going to the wilderness.
All right, some of the things, let's talk about movies from last night, the Golden Globes. Chuck will go through the winner's list with his comments in just a moment here on Good Day.
Wendy's presents The Hockey Mom.
Why will Jimmy score his first goal?
How about a celebratory dinner?
I could cook something, I guess.
Or Wendy's kids' meals are just $1.99.
That sounds great.
Oh, excuse me.
Check them, Jimmy!
Did you say $1.99?
It's a win-win. Now Wendy's kids' meals are $1.99 after 4 p.m. Options they'll love. Smart move for you. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Chaps sticking to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burps the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
All right, so Chucker, Jessica Chastain, is that how you pronounce your name? Best actress in a drama on the Golden Globes for Zero Dark Thirty. You saw that? What'd you think?
I thought she deserved it. I think she's. I hate to use the word movie star, but she has whatever it takes to be a lead force in movies. She's excellent in this film. I went to see Zero Dark Thirty Saturday night with my wife. It opened number one, did $24 million in business, which is a good number for this type of film. I thought it was, for a movie that ran 2 hours and 45 minutes, I was never bored. I thought it was very compelling. The story was very interesting. It's the hunt for, it's the obsession this woman has getting Bin Laden over a 10-year period. Mm-hmm. And even though I basically knew what would happen in the last 40 minutes, there's still things that I didn't know, and I was on the edge of my seat. I thought it was really good filmmaking. It's a solid film. It's certainly an adult film. It's not for kids, but I highly recommend it. Number two is Haunted House, a spoof movie on the Paranormal Activity franchise. Did $18.8 million to play second. Gangster Squad plays third. Underperforming to $16 million in business. That's a bad number for a big studio film. Yeah. Django and
violent. People are reacting to violence. They're not going to see it because it's too violent.
You might be right. You might be right. And Les Mis ran out the top five. That film's done $119 million in 3 weeks of release, $10 million over the week. And Hugh Jackman actually won a Golden Globe last night for a Best Actor, I believe, in a musical. His work is very good in that film.
You think the Damon film, I thought it was very good. Promised Land is what it's called. It's not doing well because it's a theme that people don't get.
It's a story-driven movie, and like I said, those movies are just they're hit and miss with the box office. It's really off.
59 after on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.